Chapter 20. Back with my family in Mexico City. I went through the main exit and there I heard my sister calling me. She was with her boyfriend, Aurelio Perez, who eventually became my brother-in-law, next to the main exit. I gave them my baggage and walked to meet the others. There were many people waiting for their relatives. Suddenly, Ignacio Rosas, one of my friends, came out of the crowd and said, "Welcome," and then gave me a hug. My sister Lucila was behind him and gave me a tight hug. Another person who went to the airport was my sister Consuelo's friend, Elena, who had stayed in my sister's house during my trip. Before leaving the airport, we took some pictures of us and then went to the subway. My friend took a taxi to go to work. My sister's boyfriend got off at the Guerrero subway station to go home to the north of the city, and we changed lines to go to Observatorio station. We arrived home at midnight. I let my father know I was there, and shortly after that, I went to bed. I could talk in detail about my trip the next day. I was tired because it was a long trip. I took off and landed 3 times the same day. All that, plus the time I had to wait, just tired me out. Before going to bed, I called my friends in Canada to let them know I was home and to thank them once more for their hospitality. As soon as I hung up, I went to bed. I was very excited, yet all I could think of at that moment was, "Thank God, I believe in you." A final comment. I have been in touch with my friends since the year 2004, not only by phone, but also by mail. I think we are going to be friends forever. Also, I keep in touch with my friend Marcus, who is planning to come to Mexico in the near future. By telling the story of my trip, I do not mean to be arrogant nor to make people believe things are too easy. Rather, my message is that if they want to achieve a goal, despite a tight financial situation or lack of resources, they can get it if they are willing to do it. They just have to pay the price for it. Many people are afraid of that price. However, when they get what they want, that price becomes meaningless. Finally, I would like to quote a line from the Bible. Faith that moves mountains. When this teaching is applied to people's lives, it increases our faith in the supreme power that is with us in those unforgettable moments. I want to give thanks to all those persons who have read my book for sharing this wonderful experience with me. This reading was recorded by Francesco Chilelli.